The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
At publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Well, hello there, and welcome to another hour of the Don Kroah Show. As we talk about stuff going on and try to bring some of the experts on some of these subjects to the table, I just asked my producer, best producer you could ever want, Julie Lule, to contact Dr. Larry Arn. He, as you know, is the president of Hillsdale College, a great private college here in the United States, and what a track record they have. He's got a column. Many of you get the publication that they send out monthly called Imprimis, and it merits, if I could bore you with it, with my reading it, I won't, but it merits that kind of attention. Thoughts on the current crisis, and pointing out that his own private college, as you know, if you've heard anything about this college, they never take a dime, never have taken a dime of government money. And he says, as a result, of course, of their stewardship and all of that, he writes, financially, the college is in good shape. We do not have much in the way of debt. We keep a lot of cash around. We're cautious in our management of the college. And he says, we're cautious with good reason. I've been president here for 20 years, and during that time, we've had the 9/11 crisis, the 2008 financial crisis, and now this. He says, so we're pretty well prepared for whatever comes. But then he goes on, and this is why I read that part. He said, the same cannot be said for the federal agencies assigned to protect the public health. And the entire column's full of some very cogent, rational thinking regarding this whole mess that I think merits, if we can get the good doctor to join us, to talk about. He says, the same cannot be said for the federal agencies assigned to protect the public health. As I write, I am not confident that I know whether all of the current economic shutdowns in the United States are necessary to stop the virus. Every hour, I read some authoritative person saying yes, and the next hour, I read some authoritative person saying no. What I am confident about is that we are not prepared for this pandemic, and yet we spend an enormous amount of money on centralized bureaucracy that now operates from the top down, from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, National Institutes of Health, NIH, and other agencies, that are just really at the top controlling all these decisions. He goes on in some depth. In other words, what I hear him asking is a question I've had, are the right people calling the shots? You know, and I've said it more than once, perhaps not as much on the air as off, but I'm deeply concerned about the politicizing of this whole mess from almost day one. And it is being used by, now some of you may say it's too conspiratorial, Crow. Well, I'm not into conspiratorial thinking, but I'll tell you what, I see an ongoing effort on the part of those on the radical left and the Democrats to do anything they can to make this president look bad. And to do whatever they can to deny him a well-earned and well-deserved second term. That's my opinion. We're going to take some calls on that one of these days. We open the phones, let you speak. I know not all of you agree with that, but, well, there's such a thing as truth. And I don't care who the president is in that regard in this matter. It's a matter of looking at the facts of the matter in this whole mess. But again, we'll get some experts who are well qualified to speak to the issues themselves. One of those experts coming up in just a few minutes is Dr. Jack Graham. Now, this man pastors a huge ministry, as you know. He broadcasts PowerPoint with Jack Graham every day right here on WAVA at 9:30 in the morning. Also on our Sirius XM channel 131 station, 8:30 in the mornings. And he's a very well-informed man and a veteran pastor. And he shepherds a congregation of over 45,000 people. He's written a number of great books. We've talked about some of them with him in times past. But we've asked him to come along with some other. We've had a real blessing of having some outstanding Christian leaders and pastors, both locally and, of course, those with national presence, come on the show and give us their own perspective, not so much on the politics of it. A couple of them maybe have gotten into that side of it a little bit. I'm thinking of James Robison, who's very passionate about the political aspects, and I appreciate that. But a lot of them have been dealing with the issues that are nonpartisan. In other words, what's the church to do in all of this? What are individual churches to do? How are they to respond to what I see in some cases as very heavy-handedness on the part of the federal government and even governorships regarding the freedoms, constitutional freedoms of churches throughout the history of our country? I'm deeply concerned about that long term. But anyway, Dr. Graham is going to, I'm sure, give us his thoughts on that. He'll tell us what Preston Wood has been doing to maintain a sense of 45,000 members, how do you keep them all kind of intact and in touch, huh? Especially with social distancing protocol in place and so on. But more to the point for all of us, how can the Christian community and individuals in particular, individual Christians, you know, remain optimistic? And there's the danger of allowing fear to really begin to dominate, especially the longer this goes on. So anyway, we'll get into some of that and more with Dr. Jack Graham coming up in just a couple of minutes. In the meantime, I do want to thank those of you who have been helping us and continuing to help us in our campaign with American Leprosy Missions. And just before we go to this break, I'll tell you where we are as of start of the show today. Our goal to provide a leprosy cure. Think of this. $30 is all it takes to do that for a child, to change that child's life forever with a $30 gift providing a cure for leprosy. And American Leprosy Missions is already doing that in some 16 nations of the world. Our goal is to provide them financial resources to provide kits, if you will, or treatments, I guess is the word, for 1,000 children. So far, you've done that for 647 of these dear children. We thank Passport Auto Group stores for their matching money that helped us get that far that quickly with $8,000 gift. But many of you took advantage of that and doubled your own gifts. Remaining goal is to go, I should say. Goal to go is 353 more children. $30 cures one child, 60 cures two, 90 cures three, 150 cures five. $300 gift cures 10. You get it. 800-979-1980 is the number. 800-979-1980. Or you can give online at our website, wava.com. Just go there, click on the American Leprosy Mission banner, or enter the keyword HEAL. It will take you right to where you can make your gift.
Most of us wanted to say Jesus three times, get saved, click our heels, and all our problems go away. But that's not the way it is in Scripture. Evening comes before morning. Darkness comes before the sunrise. And the challenge is, we didn't just meet the God of, three or four scriptures and some Christianity born in some strange place. We've begun to worship the God of the Bible. And when you worship the God of the book, things go according to the book. In this book, darkness is an indication that morning's on the way. When you look at the book, you know that darkness was over the face of the earth. Then God said, let there be light. It started with darkness. So darkness is not an indication that God has failed you, forsaken you, that God doesn't love you or care for you. It's an indication that you're part of God's process. And if you hang in there, sunrise will come right on time.
This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
I love golf. And I also stink at golf. I've tried it all. The lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Hey, it's Ryan. And luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve WAVA listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
As I reflect on the current pandemic that's making its way throughout our country, I am reminded of Psalms 112, verse 6 and 7, which says, surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. The psalmist tells us to trust in the Lord because those who put their trust in God develops a heart that is steadfast. So when unexpected events and dreadful news like this coronavirus visits your neighborhood, the psalmist says, don't be shaken or gripped with fear, but rather be encouraged, be a witness and a light in the world. And above all else, use this opportunity to draw close to God. This is Pastor Tim Dates. It's your faith. Walk it out.
Hello, this is Andrew Altman, founder of Best Buy Waterproofing. There's been a lot of rain here in the Maryland, Virginia area over the past 2 months, and there's more rain in the forecast. If you have issues in your home with basement moisture, mold and mildew, a crack in your wall, and water leaking into your home, I have a solution for you. My company, Best Buy Waterproofing, can fix your issue forever. We will give you a dry basement and get rid of the mold and mildew, moisture, and any issues related to water around the foundation of your home. Our work comes with a lifetime guarantee, and we are highly rated with the Better Business Bureau. Also know, during this unusual time, my team is fully functional and able to serve you with the highest level of safety for you and your family. Many hundreds of families have been served by Best Buy Waterproofing here in the Maryland and Virginia area. Let us help you too. Go to bestbuywaterproofing.com or call us directly 24 hours a day, 844-980-3707.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. As the nation continues to deal with the disruptive effects of COVID-19 touching every area of our public and private lives, I mean from educating our kids to loss of employment for millions to serious economic losses to businesses and more, there's plenty of cause for concern. And in addition, there's reason for concern, I think, about the basic constitutional rights of freedom of worship and religion that have at least in some cases been really seriously abridged, if not violated, by some heavy-handed government officials. But above and beyond that, a question that merits being asked is, what's God saying to us as a nation and a world in all of this? And how do we as people of faith respond properly and in a God-honoring way to all of this? Well, joining us for a few minutes to give us his own thoughts, Dr. Jack Graham. He's the pastor of the 45,000-member Prestonwood Baptist Church in Prestonwood in Plano, Texas, author of a number of great books. We've talked about some of them with him. Angels, Who They Are, What They Do, and Why It Matters, Man of God, Unseen, and Courageous Parenting, among his latest. And by the way, his website is his name, jackgraham.org. Dr. Graham, always an honor to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Don. Good to be with you.
How is Prestonwood managing with the size of congregations that you shepherd and have to lead, how are you maintaining a sense of togetherness and fellowship, especially with that kind of congregation, that size of congregations?
The good news about our church is we have an incredible infrastructure of small groups. Our Bible, we call them adult Bible fellowships. Think old school Sunday school, but we have all these amazing groups, and of course they're children's and students, but in keeping families and adults together, both married and singles, we have these groups. And from the beginning of this thing, 8-9 weeks ago, our group stayed connected. And with technology, the Zoom, it's been amazing. And not only that, but in service and in ministry opportunities. So we've been able, as best we can, I mean, it's not the same, of course, as actually being together. But we've actually seen people come to Christ through these small groups, and you know, some of them are actually quite large. They could be 40, 50, 60, even sometimes larger. But that's been key for us, is something we believe in very strongly. If you only have a worship service, that would be, you know, difficult to keep people together. Obviously, we can all be online, as most churches, many churches are. But the fact that we've had this togetherness with groups, it's age group divided typically, I could go on and on about it, but that's been key for us in keeping this church together.
Well, it's good news to hear, and I know Christians appreciate the kind of leadership you and your staff have provided, and then others are struggling with the same kinds of arrangements, if you'll, rearrangements, if you will. One of the things I'm sure you share a concern over as a pastor is that we as believers and as congregations not allow the spirit of the world to creep in or seep into our mentality. How do you encourage Christians to stay on top of this emotionally and mentally and certainly spiritually, because it's been now going on for so long?
We do have a major crisis, not all the ways you mentioned earlier, and that was quite a list of the hardship, the difficulties, the turmoil that this is causing in the nation and around the world. And one of those things, mentioning all the loss, was just the loss of equilibrium, if you will. Just, you know, you're just feeling off, imbalanced. And now we're seeing that the nation is experiencing not only this physical crisis, but a mental health crisis. And that includes anxiety, depression, drug abuse, domestic violence, alcoholism, loneliness, and there are many deaths, being suicides. A major Christian leader and pastor took his life last week in America, and I don't know if it was necessarily related to the coronavirus, but you know, this whole atmosphere exasperates if there are emotional health issues, and then of course that plays into the spiritual. Ultimately, we know our hope, our healing is in Christ, but it all works together, doesn't it? So we have a major problem on our hands, and with that problem is an opportunity. And what I do, what I always do, and we love being on Wave, our program, is just preach and teach God's word. Our online services have been remarkable, you know, beyond what I was telling you with the Zoom groups. Our online services have been on multiple times during the week, our PowerPoint ministry, radio and television. So, you know, to tell people to shelter in God. I'm telling people, while you're sheltered in place, make sure you shelter in grace. Because so often Paul, who was sheltered in place when he wrote the prison epistles, he would begin these with words like grace and peace. And when we're sheltered in grace, and not only the saving grace of God, but the sheltering, sustaining, strengthening grace of God, then with that comes peace. And so we've been preaching grace and peace, and actually I've been doing a series on some of the great heroes, courageous stories of the Bible. Had Daniel this past week coming up, and we're doing David and Goliath. Of course, some of those great champion kind of stories to build faith and encouragement in people. To, you know, the thing about David, I read that story so many times over the years when he defeated the giant, but there's a little phrase in there that says he ran to the battle. He ran to that giant. And so often we cower, we're afraid, and rightfully so, there's fear. But the way we overcome our fears is to run to the giant, and you can't change something until you confront it. And we run to this battle, and we don't hide. But, you know, those are the kinds of things that I'm preaching, just trying to encourage one another. You mentioned my sermon, my book on angels. That's right there in Psalm 91, sheltered in the shadow of the Most High, and around us are the angels. So I'm just, you know, I don't know what's going to become of this whole thing, but I do know what God has done in the past, he will do again.
Amen to that. And also, one of the things I've encouraged both in our own church, but also here on the air talking about this now for, a couple of months, it seems to me one way we can also deal with our own apprehensions, our own anxieties, is to get our minds off ourselves as best we can and turn out. And how can churches reach out to their communities anytime, but especially a time like this? And has your church been doing anything creative in that regard that might help other pastors?
One of the things that we ramped up was our prayer ministry. And you say, well, is that service? Yes, it's the ultimate service. Mm-hmm. And we put together an old-fashioned, you know, we had prayer ministries going, obviously, in our church, as most every church does. But we ramped it up with a prayer chain around the clock. And we have 500-600 people praying every 30 minutes in segments. So we got a lot of people involved in prayer. We're keeping them up with guidelines and praying. We did a blood drive. We had 500-600 people give blood because of the blood shortage. We served 50,000 meals. Now, our people haven't necessarily done this on their own, though some have, but we've worked with organizations, medical community, feeding the poor, taking care of people. And, you know, I've been telling our people, look, you know, when you're at home, if you're sheltered, if you're off work, whatever, then take a walk around the block and look for opportunities. Keep your safe distance, of course. But, you know, there are witness opportunities all around us, and neighbors are more neighborly these days, it seems. So take a walk, share your face, share a smile, even if it's behind a mask right now. And all these things the church can be doing. Again, I mentioned our classes. They've been taking, our groups have been taking care of one another. And we've had deaths. Our church, we have not had any coronavirus deaths, but we've had other deaths. So we've had ministry and people praying in people's front yards, surrounding their home and praying for comfort. And so there's so many things we can do. And you're exactly right, Don. When you get to feeling down, the best thing to do is to turn upward to the Lord and then turn outward and get our minds off our problems, because all around us are people who need Jesus and who need the hope that we know in Christ.
Do you have any concern at all about the heavy hand of government that seems to be really kind of targeting churches unusually? I've said here on the show, it kind of falls on, seems to fall along party lines. We have a Democrat governor here in Virginia who really, and other states as well, some of the churches, the government's kind of tried to come down hard on them. What's your thought about that long term?
Yeah, I've been watching that, and I've certainly been watching Virginia and California as well. There are concerns, and gratefully here in Texas, we have a governor who is a believer. I actually interviewed him for one of our services online, who named churches essentials at the beginning of this. And so while churches have voluntarily you know, shut down their buildings and gone online and otherwise, we could get together, and there are smaller groups that gather and so on. But that said, here's what concerns all of us that we need to be praying and working, and that is, you can see how an evil leader or a godless leader, a Christless leader in a nation, this nation, could shut you down. They could shut churches down. Mm-hmm. They could shut congregations out and start telling you you can't own property like they do in China, start telling you how many people you can have in your services. And we've seen in this pandemic, an example, this for a good reason, and we know it's temporary. But you could see how easy it mm-hmm. would be if the wrong people are in power to shut down or attempt to shut down the work of Christ in the church. We know nothing will prevail against his church, not the gates of hell, not a virus, not a government, nothing. But we want religious freedom is so very important, and we need to, this is why some of us have been preaching and talking about this on a national level, that we must vote our values, and our values include religious liberty and the freedom the number one thing in our Constitution, and that is the freedom of worship and the freedom of religion and to practice our faith. And so I am concerned that you see certain governors that are overreaching, and they seem to be punishing churches and Christians. That's bad.
One quick final question. What is Prestonwood going to be doing in terms of getting back to a reopened stage? Do you have any specific plans?
Yes, we do. We're meeting constantly on it. And right now the plan is we are going to open up on the 31st of May. And that will be gradually, and we're going to open up with just about 25-30% of the room. We're going to do a couple of services at one of our locations, a couple at another. We're going to bring people back safely, smartly, and but soon. And so it's coming up. We don't know what's going to happen. We think it's going to be. We're praying. We're putting in all the protocols, precautions. People are the priority. We're going to make sure people are safe. But we're going to come back. And we're going to come back, I believe, stronger and better than ever before. I really believe that because God is doing a great work in people's lives right now. I see it. I sense it. People are calling out to God. We've had 3,000 or 4,000 professions of faith, people making decisions for Christ online. And many of these are from around the world, PowerPoint as well. So I'm encouraged. I'm not pessimistic. I'm optimistic. But we're also cautiously preparing to bring us back in the right way.
Good to talk with you. Great encouragement. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it a lot. We'll talk again.
Always good to talk with you.
Again, Dr. Jack Graham, pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church, and you can check his work out, his ministry, his books at jackgraham.org.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
Find us on your smart speaker and on your phone. WAVA.
Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
Hope Comes Home with I Still Believe. You can download it now at WatchSalemMedia.com. From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes the uplifting true life story of Christian music megastar Jeremy Camp.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Jeremy's hope and faith are put to the test when tragedy strikes.
You're going to be healed.
What if I'm not supposed to be healed?
Don't say that.
I Still Believe is an incredible story of musical stardom, the heights of love, the depths of loss, and the healing power of the human spirit. One love can change your life.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
Witness the true story of Christian music star Jeremy Camp and his journey of love and loss that looks to prove there is always hope. Starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Gary Sinise, and Shania Twain. Own I Still Believe on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital now from Lionsgate at WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
This report is sponsored by Cars.com. In the district earlier today, we did have an accident. This is making our way northbound on DC 295 right at Nanny Burrows Avenue. However, that accident has now been cleared, but due to the high traffic volume, you're going to see bumper-to-bumper delays starting from Pennsylvania Avenue, and unfortunately, the crash will add an additional 10 minutes to your commute. Car shopping from your couch has never been easier with Cars.com. Connect with dealers to tour cars virtually and search great prices. With over 4 million new and used cars, Cars.com has your match. I'm Yinka O with traffic on WAVA.
It'll be clear and cool tonight with a low of 45. Sunny skies expected for tomorrow with a high of 69. Clear skies tomorrow night with a low of 50. Some sunshine Thursday. That'll give way to clouds. Thursday's high 72. Partly sunny Friday with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Friday's high 85. Rather cloudy skies Saturday. We'll see a high Saturday of 80. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
One way in which we can turn our attention out in this time of COVID-19 crisis and away from our own needs is to take care of the needs of a child with our American Leprosy Mission campaign. $30 provides a cure for a child, and I appreciate we've had gifts from $10 to $3,000 or $4,000, so every dollar counts, but I really appreciate you reaching out and turning out to minister to others, especially these dear children.
The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Missions.
I have struggled my whole life. Everyone hates me and discriminates against me. They won't let me touch anything. I can't use the water pump. I can't touch the food utensils. And I am living in this cave beside the animals. It is a very bad situation for me, but I don't have any other options.
I don't have any other options. That's it. Talk about a fate that is irreversible unless somebody steps in. As we've said so often through this whole campaign up until this moment, Scott, we're all anxiously looking for an end to what we're going through as a nation right now. But we know, as you've said, it's going to end. We don't know when. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly how. But we do know it's not permanent. This woman has no hope. There's no recourse for her. There's no, well, maybe next month it'll be better.
No, that's exactly right. And it's funny when I hear them say those things that I've heard in person again and again and again. It takes me back far and far away from geographically from where we are. And in other ways, far from where we are also, because we don't think like that. We don't think it's even possible. You hear leprosy and you think it's a biblical thing from, you know, biblical days. And what I think the main phrase we hear again and again when you say leprosy still exists is you hear, I thought that was eradicated years ago. No, it's not eradicated. Leprosy still exists. Fortunately, we're past phase one on the human trial, the clinical trials on a vaccine. Everybody talking vaccines these days, vaccine for leprosy. But there is a cure for leprosy. So while we can't prevent leprosy yet, we can cure it wherever we find someone with leprosy. And it's cheap. $30 provides a cure for one, $90 for three, $300 for 10. $750 for 25. How many will you provide the cure for today? You've been hearing about it and thinking about it and talking about it and maybe praying about it. But at some point, you know, doesn't it really have to become real? You know, I talk about being a Facebook friend or a real friend. Now, let me preface this story by just telling you, this girl was just a friend, was always only just a friend. So lest you think there was some nefarious thoughts on my part. Not so. It's Friday night. I'm a sophomore or junior in college, and I'm in my apartment alone on a Friday night. My phone rings. It's raining outside. My phone rings. It's a girl I grew up with that I've known since she was a little girl named Stacy. And Stacy is crying. And she says, I had a flat tire. And she told me where she was. She said, I walked to the convenience store, and I don't know what to do. And I said, okay, just first of all, it's really that's the saddest part of the story. The saddest part of the story is I was home on a Friday night alone while I was in college. But I digress. But Stacy said, I don't know what to do. I said, okay, stay where there are a lot of people. Don't worry about it. I'm going to come get your keys, and I'm going to go up to the freeway, and I'm going to take care of it. So I went over there, and I got her keys, and I said, stay right here. I told the clerk there. I said, listen, she's going to be fine here. Don't worry. And is she good? Yeah, she's good. So I went up there, changed her tire, went back down in my car, picked her up, took her back to get in her car. She drove away. That was that. I say all that not to say, look at what a good guy I am, but because, you know what, that was a real friend. That wasn't a Facebook friend. That is what real friends do. And we are giving you that chance today to be a real friend. Yeah. To say, to not just change your avatar, you know, or change your the splash picture or whatever it's called on your thing. That's not enough. We want you to be a real friend and to come to their rescue. And so I hope you'll pray about it. And I hope you'll pray about how much to do. It's so easy to do. It's ours to do. $300 provides a cure to 10. $600 provides a cure to 20. It is the way to be Jesus with skin on today, to be a conduit through which God's blessings flow. They don't flow just to us, and we sort of pool them just for ourselves, but they flow through us because we know that if we will, God will continue to send blessings to us if we will allow those blessings to flow through us. I really believe that. I have witnessed that. I know it to be true. I know that if God will continue to send blessings to us, if we will allow those blessings to flow through us. So call right now, toll free, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, and click on the banner. If you'd rather do it that way, just click on the banner, really easy, at wava.com.
Hello, Chuck with A-Action. This summer, your AC will use more electricity than any other appliance. So get a $69 efficiency tune-up and prevent unexpected breakdowns. You'll get performance specifications of your electrical components. We'll also check your refrigerant levels, pressures, temperatures, and much, much more, both of your indoor and outdoor unit while practicing proper social distancing. 703-922-1900.
Did you know that according to the federal government, having as little as $20,000 in revolving monthly bills meets the definition of excessive debt? And the latest numbers indicate as many as 4 out of 5 Americans fall into this category. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if these numbers are accurate, then 80% of the people listening to my voice right now should listen very carefully. With a massive rise of equity in homes across the country, now totaling $5.7 trillion, your home can be used to pay down that debt or eliminate PMI, which may save you hundreds of dollars every single month. Let us help you wipe out that excessive debt with just a phone call. We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Our number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tom, heard here on WAVA on Saturdays and Sundays on Discover Hope Today. During uncertain and precarious times, we all need hope. 1 Peter 1:13 urges us, fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Yes, life is filled with disappointment and danger. The spread of this deadly virus is just another, albeit extreme, example. If the media and recent events have unsettled you, fix all your hope on that future day when Christ is revealed in glory. Our hope in Jesus is strong and sure. Hebrews 6:19 tells us this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast. Our hope is not wishful thinking, but guaranteed by God. His future grace is what we anticipate. We hope for a bunch of undeserved blessings when He comes in glory. Fix your mind and your hope right there.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-price tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
I am very depressed, and I don't want to live. If I could die, that would be the best thing for me.
Can you imagine living with that kind of bleak outlook and understandable? I mean, this is not a disease that comes for a few months and then is, you know, take a few pills and it goes away, Scott. This is with you for the rest of your life unless somebody intervenes. And that's what our listeners are doing right now.
It is. I mean, when you provide the cure for leprosy, well, first of all, we can arrest leprosy, stop leprosy at the moment we find it. So maybe it's done some damage, but not much damage. Then it can stop right there. If it's done almost no damage at all, but it's part of their blood work, you know, like if you had this COVID-19 right now, but you didn't know, if you do a test and you found out you had it, then you could cure it right then. That's what we're talking about. So there are some people that it may take years before they present in a way that would be obvious to the casual observer. But for those who know what they're looking for, we certainly can find that you have the certain signals that a person has leprosy. And when we find that through going from village to village to village, we simply make sure that they're tested. If they have leprosy, the cure for leprosy is administered. It is either a six-month multi-drug treatment or a one-year multi-drug treatment. And today, you can provide that. Amazingly, $30 delivers the cure to one child. $90 delivers the cure to three. $300 delivers the cure to 10. And we have a big mountain to climb this half hour. Our goal this half hour was $2,250. Now, that is providing the cure to 75 children in one half hour. So we're shy of that. I mean, we're 1,700 and... let's see. I'm not really good. My math is not so great. $1,775 away. We're $1,775 away from providing the cure. And so we're waiting on your phone call right now. Toll free, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980.
When did you first actually see and experience firsthand on the scene, so to speak, or on the field, what we're talking about in the abstract here for those who've never been to these countries? Of all the traveling I've done, I've not run into this particular disease, but you have.
Yeah, I would have to ask Lauren, but I think it was probably 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 7, in Ghana. And that's the first place I saw leprosy. I couldn't believe it. It was one of those things where, you know, if you see something, you don't know whether to look away, but you don't want somebody to feel bad, so you don't look away, but you look. But you don't want to have a look on your face like I'm looking, but I'm trying to act like I'm not wanting to look away. It was such a shock to see someone suffering from something that that you thought was gone, long gone from human existence. To meet girls who, even teenage girls, who their fingers have been gnarled. They have a claw-like appearance in their fingers. That they cry because they're made fun of at school. They're made fun of with other children because they have leprosy. They're forced to live away from their family. They can't live with the family. They can't live in the village. I mean, it's just, and think about that. That happens to somebody and they're 16 years old.
Yeah.
For the rest of their life, they will have to be alone like that. And so, you know, today you can come alongside and really be a hero just by reaching out and saying, I'll do something. And again, maybe you've always given, and for whatever reason, with all this stuff going on, you literally cannot give this year. That's okay. I would ask that you pray real hard that someone else will come along and pick up what you did the last couple of years and maybe do their own for the first time. Maybe they've never given before. This is an opportunity for somebody else. You know, we don't always have to be the ones that do everything. But, you know, the work still needs to be done. So if you've never done it before, this is a great opportunity. Because the need, although the need is always great, at a time when there are some people here that can't participate, the need is even greater. You're even a bigger hero when you can come alongside right now and say, I want to be a part of it. So don't put it off. Really, don't miss the blessing. We're blessed to bless. And if you don't do it, you're going to miss the blessing. And I hope you don't miss the blessing. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Or click on the banner at WAVA.com.
I know many of you live by the Word of God. That's your goal, to live according to the Word of God. You take seriously what Scripture says. And if you're like me, you even take even more seriously the words that came out of our own Lord's mouth and lips. In other words, Paul said all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. God breathed and is profitable, et cetera, et cetera. But when I stop and think about what Jesus said, for example, about giving, I say that to lead to this brief quote. He said to the effect, there's no one who gives a cup of cold water in the name of a prophet without receiving his reward. Or he puts it in the positive, verily, verily, truly, truly, as honestly as I can say it to you, he's saying, he shall receive his reward. A cup of cold water in the name of a prophet, it will receive it. In other words, God looks at what we can do and not what we can't. And then he judges accordingly. He rewards accordingly. And I'm thinking of the widow's mite. We all know that story very well. She couldn't give more than a half a cent, but the difference was she gave all that she had. And Jesus said she's given, with that little gift, she's given more than all the wealthy who stood there pouring their money in out of their money bags with great ostentation, great display. And as a matter of fact, he said in other places, when they give that way, they've gotten their reward. But here we are 2,000 years later talking about that unnamed woman who gave what we call the widow's mite. God, in other words, pays attention to what we do with what we have, not what we don't have. And that's why we're encouraging you. If you can only give, we might say, Don, I can't even give $30. Maybe you can give $10 a month for the next 12 months. You know what that is? That's what? $120.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's four kids right
it
there.
Is. Sure
that's
is.
Four children yeah. with $10 a month. So we have to go to this break, but a perfect time for you to go to the phone, make your investment, your cup of cold water, if you will, whether that's $10 a month for 12 months or $20 or $30 a month for 12 months, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Online. Our website's all set up, WAVA.com. Click on the American Leprosy Missions banner or just enter the keyword HEAL.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The coronavirus pandemic has made life chaotic and unpredictable for everyone. It's in times like these we search for something we can truly count on. We need a true north. In the current crisis, I believe true north is loving your neighbor as yourself. And we can do that by using our time and talent and resources to help assist someone who is vulnerable or in need. And let's remember, together we'll get through this.
Has humor and freedom of speech been smothered to the point of no return? From the creators of No Safe Spaces comes the Facebook Live event, Not Allowed to Laugh, Free Speech and the Death of Comedy. Wednesday, May 13th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Hosted by Eric Metaxas, the stars of No Safe Spaces, Adam Carolla, and Dennis Prager will be there. It'll be a lively hour-long conversation about the state of comedy and free speech today and the challenges of making the movie No Safe Spaces. To be part of this event, just follow No Safe Spaces on Facebook. Questions for Eric, Dennis, and Adam can be asked on Facebook using hashtag No Safe Spaces. And get your DVD or stream No Safe Spaces now and save 25% while supplies last at nosafespaces.com, promo code SAVE25. Don't miss Not Allowed to Laugh, Free Speech and the Death of Comedy, May 13th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the No Safe Spaces Facebook page. A safe space for laughter and free speech.
We're here for you 24 hours a day. 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-priced tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
Free inspiration and encouragement every morning, noon, and night, sent directly to your inbox. Sign up for free devotionals at crosswalk.com. Crosswalk.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When a health crisis strikes, it can be a crazy time for parents. But in the middle of your busyness, it's easy to forget to take care of yourself. Our lives can be like pressure cookers, and we can only handle so much stress. Sooner or later, we need to slow down, make time for a good book, a bubble bath, or find another way to just be still. Explore new ways to refresh your mind, body, and soul. And together, we'll get through this.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's letter month at Through the Bible, and it's important that Through the Bible hears from you today. Simply go to WAVA.com and use the keyword Bible and write an email note to Through the Bible telling them how much you appreciate the ministry of Dr. J. Vernon McGee right here on WAVA. Now, if you'd rather call them to leave a message or mail a letter to them, those options are also available. Go to WAVA.com and use the keyword Bible and let Through the Bible hear from you today. That's WAVA.com, keyword Bible.
Don't let the busyness of life keep you from receiving the hope and healing God has for you. The Pray With Me prayer app will provide encouragement from believers praying for you. Visit praywithme.com.
Everybody needs somebody in your life who cares enough to pick up a burden that's too heavy for you to handle.
But Dr. Tony Evans says in order to get help, we need to give help.
He can use you for somebody now because somebody's going to need to be used for you later when your world collapses.
Practical wisdom for today from the life of the biblical prophet Elijah. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
He alone is your rock and your salvation. He is your fortress. You will never be shaken. A reminder from 105.1 FM WAVA.
No one wants to buy their goods.
They're pulled away from everything that makes them human and dignified.
In many cases, the health workers are unable to be able to help them. If we don't help them, no one else would help them.
That's it, Scott. We are the really the only hope that many of them have.
No, it's true. I think if we don't help them, who will help them? I mean, the world's not going to do it. There's not going to be this. I know the world is a real, you know, surreal churchy thing to say, but it's true. I mean, the folks of the world, the glitterati, are never going to do a telethon for those that are suffering from leprosy. It's not going to happen, ever. And so if we don't do it, it's not going to be done. I like to say it's an inside job. You know, this is ours to do. It's an inside job. If we don't do it, it's not going to be done. And so this is the time to step up and to say, I'm going to be a part of it today. I'm not going to think about it too much. I'm not going to suffer the paralysis of analysis. I'm going to just do it. The Lord has blessed me, and I know he's blessed me so that I might bless others. The blessings are intended to flow through me, not to me. And I want to be faithful to that. That's the only way I can be Jesus with skin on, is if I will make love a verb today. And I will deliver not just the cure for leprosy, but the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is so much more important than even curing such a dreaded disease. But today, leprosy exists. There is a cure for leprosy, and it's completely within our reach to be able to deliver that cure. $90 cures 3 of leprosy. $600 cures 20. $900 cures 30. $300 cures 10. Just call the number now, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Or just click on the banner when you go to WAVA.com.
Let's do it together, folks. Let's save as many children's lives as we possibly can. Making a difference one child at a time, five children at a time. As we've said, if you want to do it over 12 months, a $10 a month gift will be $120, curing four. You can do the math. Some of you perhaps say, I'd love to do 1,000 kids. I can't. How about one a month for 12 months? 800-979-1980. Thank you for doing something right now. WAVA.com. Enter the keyword HEAL.
Number one source for uplifting and inspirational online videos is Godvine.com. Make your day a little brighter and your relationship with Jesus a little closer by visiting Godvine.com.
Grace to You with John MacArthur is heard Monday through Friday at 9 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.